Powering Cars. Text by Nicholas Brash. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now, turn to page 4. Chapter 1. Cars in Society. Every day, thousands of cars are driven around the world. Cars take people to school and work. They have become an important part of everyday life. Most cars are powered by petrol, but there are other ways to power cars. Cars can also run on gas and electricity. What are the pros and cons of petrol, gas, and electricity? Chapter 2. Why petrol is good. Petrol is a form of energy used to power cars. It comes from petroleum, which is mined from under the ground or the sea. It is quite easy to get the petroleum from under the ground or sea. Mining companies can get a lot of petroleum at one time. It is also quite easy to make petrol from petroleum. Petrol is easy to transport, store, and handle. It can be transported safely to a petrol station in a truck. Then it can be pumped easily into the petrol storage tanks. Finally, it can be pumped from the storage tanks into the car. Chapter 3. Why petrol is bad. Not everything about petrol is good. Petrol gives off carbon dioxide, which is bad for the environment. Carbon dioxide is a gas. When petrol is burnt, it gives off carbon dioxide. This harms the Earth's atmosphere. Some petrol has lead added to it. This improves the petrol's performance. Lead is a metal. When lead is burnt, it can cause health problems for many people. Chapter 4. Using gas to power cars. Gas is an alternative to petrol. One type of gas that is used to power cars is called liquid petroleum gas, or LPG. LPG is a good alternative to petrol because it does not need lead to improve its performance. It also gives off less carbon dioxide when it is burnt. However, LPG does contain some other gases. These gases also harm the environment when LPG is burnt. While it is quite cheap to produce LPG, car owners still have to pay a lot of money to power their cars with LPG. This is because most cars are made to run on petrol. A car has to have changes made to it to be able to run on gas instead of petrol. Many people cannot afford to make these changes. Chapter 5. Using electricity to power cars. Electricity is another alternative to petrol. Electricity can be stored in a battery that is fitted to the car. Sometimes the electricity is produced by solar power. Solar power is power that comes from the heat and light of the sun. This means that cars powered by electricity do not harm the environment. But there is one big problem with cars powered by electricity. They can only run for a short time before their battery has to be recharged. Chapter 6. Pros and Cons. Petrol. Pros. Cheap to use. Easy to store. Easy to transport. Easy to handle. Cons. Bad for the environment. Bad for people's health. Gas. Pros. Does not need lead to improve its performance. Gives off less carbon dioxide when burnt than petrol. Cons. Cars need to be changed to run on gas. This change costs a lot of money. Electricity. Pros. Not bad for the environment. Power can come from the sun. Cons. Cars cannot run for very long without recharging their battery. Glossary. Atmosphere. The layer of gases surrounding the Earth. Carbon dioxide. A colourless, odourless gas. Electricity. A form of energy. Lead. A heavy metal. LPG. Liquid petroleum gas. A gas made from petroleum. Solar power. Power made by using the energy from the sun.